The Blind Side star Quentin Aaron on life support from severe blood infection. By Paul Bois on January 26, 2026. Actor Quentin Aaron, who portrayed Baltimore Ravens star Michael Orr in the Academy Award-nominated film The Blind Side, has been put on life support due to a severe infection of the blood. Aaron's wife, Margarita, confirmed that he had been intubated on Friday, adding that doctors have been running tests to determine exactly what caused his blood infection. She, however, expressed optimism about his condition in a statement to Fox News. After the 911 call, we went to the hospital and the doctors determined to put him on an endotracheal tube because his breathing was a little sporadic, Margarita said. They're continuing to run tests right now to find out what the root cause of the issue is. He's still on antibiotics, blanket antibiotics to just cover whatever the issue might be with regard to his blood, she added. Margarita said that while Aaron has been making significant progress with little moments where he's moving his fingers or trying to open his eyes, he has not been very responsive. Although he seemed like he was a little lucid, he was not very responsive, she said of her impression of him following a visit on Sunday. I did at least get a thumbs up out of him when I chatted with him, which was promising. At this point, the endotracheal tube or the breathing assistance that he has is not doing all the work, thankfully. He's doing some of the work as well, which is also promising. They're going to do a bioluminescent MRI, so there will be more answers at that point as well, she added. He's a fighter, he's a very strong fighter, and you know, he's making progress day by day, and I believe God's got him, and he believes God's got him. Aaron previously discussed a past near-death experience he had, describing it as a come-to-Jesus kind of moment. I had this come-to-Jesus kind of moment a few years back, he told Fox News last year. I was at this waterfront in Mandeville, Louisiana. This is like during COVID, 2021-ish. And I used to always go there and sit and just meditate, listen to the water and stuff. There's one day I'm sitting there on the wall, and I'm just listening to the water vibe, and then I wake up underwater. So I literally passed out, fell off the wall, and it was like a 12-foot drop, but the water was only 3 feet deep. I didn't know that at the time. Well, thank God it was 3 feet deep, because I can't swim, he added. I literally woke up underwater, he continued. I didn't have a chance to take a breath and brace myself. When I woke up, I was submerged, and I just felt this pain on the back of my neck and shoulder from going down. But while I'm underwater, I hear this voice say, "Stand up." And so I stand, like I start trying to get to my feet. The water is pushing me into the rocks, and I'm kinda like hitting my head up against something. I don't know what it was, but I can't see, because the water's dirty brown. Aaron said that doctors later discovered an infection in one of his big toes that spread to his bone, which caused him to pass out, attributing it to diabetic ketoacidosis. I was in the hospital for a few weeks getting 4 antibiotics, Aaron said. I almost lost my toe, but thankfully I didn't. They just cut a piece of it off, and it had to heal. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.